Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I want to start by saying we should feel free to love Muslims without having to worry about anything. Because if we are going to start worrying about their agenda and becoming suspicious and worry about Muslim terrorists, I mean, we let the government do that and national security do that. But for us as believers, we need to focus on being filled by God's love through the Holy Spirit. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, and love Muslims. Why? Because we want to take advantage of their presence. And I always say the presence of Muslims in America and in Europe is not a mere coincidence. It's a divine providence. God actually is using the circumstances that happens in their Muslim countries. And, you know, of course, millions of Muslims had to flee their Muslim countries as refugees in Europe. And many more millions came to America and Europe to seek a better life. So most of these Muslims, I would say, are open to the gospel because they've seen what Islam has done to their people. So we need to take advantage of the opportunity that God is giving us. And remember something, this opportunity might not last for a long time, especially that everything changes in the world. And God wants us to pay attention to what he is doing now and become his partners. Right now, he is working in the Muslim world and the Muslims that chose to leave their Muslim countries and to come to Europe and to America. And there is a big need for a genuinely charitable approach to Muslims. The militant approach is no more suitable today than it was in the days of the Crusades. We need to have a different focus, an attitude of caring and the concern, and I'm talking about genuine concern for their well-being, both temporarily and eternally, should be the overriding factor in our dealings, actually with all men, including Muslims. It does not matter whether the world responds to us with gratitude or hostility. It does not matter. The Christian disposition towards the world must always be conditioned by the love of God that has been fully revealed in Jesus Christ. Okay? Now I want to make a progress and start a new topic which discusses the biblical foundation for cross-cultural evangelism. At least one important biblical aspect that can help us greatly in our efforts to evangelize Muslims effectively. And I want to start by reading in Acts 17, from verse 22, Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious. For as I was passing through and considering the objects of your worship, I even found an altar with this inscription to the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Paul sought a point of contact through which he could communicate his message. And he found it in the inscription to the unknown God. Apostle Paul related his message directly to this inscription. He told the Athenians, we read, what you worship as unknown, this I declare to you. Wow. In doing that, Apostle Paul very effectively set the gospel again as the background of their beliefs. Paul continues, verse 27. God did this so that men should seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Aha! Okay, now, the second lesson I learned from this passage, Apostle Paul quoted their poets to validate his message. These two statements in verse 28, in him we live, move, have our being, also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. These two statements, actually, the Greek poets have said about Zeus. When you do your research in the Christian commentaries, you will discover this fact. Zeus, the supreme god of the pagan Greeks. So even though these two statements the Greek poets have said about Zeus, however, Paul unreservedly applied them to the God whom he was proclaiming, the God who raised Jesus from the dead. Verse 31. So to ice in his message, that's what happened. Apostle Paul appealed to pagan writings to support his argument that the unknown God whom the Athenians worship was the same God he was now proclaiming to them. That's what happened. Even though these two statements were said about Zeus, they are true statements that can apply to the true and living God. Aha! So, Paul saw the city full of idols. His spirit was provoked within him. However, he did not turn his eyes away from what he saw in a pious disgust. Rather, he acquainted himself with the beliefs of the people he intends to reach with the gospel. And Paul found something true. The Athenians believe in. He found something true. The Athenians believe in and agreed with them. Wow. About this truth. Then he guided them to a higher truth that they did not know at all. And this topic will be continued next program because it's a very important topic and very sensitive, so don't make your judgment now. Wait till the topic is complete and think about it and pray about it, and then God will guide you to the best approach to people that different in faith than us and the best approach toward evangelizing Muslims. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you, God, for your word, your holy word in the Bible. Thank you, God, for the example of the Apostle Paul. Thank you, God, for our Christian teachers that help us to understand how can we minister to people different than us. God, today we surrender our lives to you, and we ask you, God, to keep teaching us, keep helping us to grow in grace and in knowledge. Train us, God, to be your awesome, strong army that will invade the Muslim world and communicate the message of your love and salvation in the most effective way possible to the people that do not know you yet. God, motivate us, equip us, equip your church, God, our fellowships, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray, use us, God, for the salvation of multitudes of Muslims. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.